I'm Elizabeth Schilling, the co-director of the Live Oak Family Resource Center, which is a community-based organization that works with people throughout the Live Oak area.
Have there been raids in Live Oak in the last week? Has anyone been taken from that area?
Yes, we're aware of at least three families that we had already been involved with through parent education and community development programs that were impacted directly by this.
And so people came to the Resource Center looking for help and to spread the word. Did people come in afraid of rumors or things they had heard on the street?
Yes, people were afraid, but they also came to try to work with their neighbors to have some hope and guidance through the hard times.
It seems like in recent months there's been a lot of organizing in immigrant communities on a variety of topics, but especially in regards to, you know, national policy, but also just neighborhood empowerment, you know, people in the streets for the first time in their lives in this country. What do you think this this climate, these raids, what kind of impact do you think that's going to have on that organizing?
Well, I think it will impact it, but I also know that in Live Oak, there was a turnout to the opening of an English language class through adult education, and despite the raids, there were still 100 people that showed up to pursue bettering themselves and being more connected with their children and their schools. So that
100 people?
Yes.
Wow. That's a huge turnout.
Right.
So
right.
That was earlier this
yes.
week?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of other programs are people looking for? What kind of help? Are there legal clinics or Know Your Rights trainings?
Yeah,
the
SCIP is able to refer people to some things, but again, through COPA, we're working on some evenings through the institutions involved with COPA, churches, and nonprofits to get the word out and to help identify how to conduct yourselves, what is an appropriate fear and what isn't, and how to also stabilize families and keep them strong.
What can people who are documented or people who don't consider themselves immigrants do mm-hmm. in solidarity or on behalf and support of people who are
right.
Sometimes afraid to speak up for themselves in this case?
So what we're aware of is that a lot of people in the Live Oak community also are desiring to respond to this, to stand by their neighbors. So we have a couple of venues for that through our Resource Center. Because we're a member of COPA, it allows people to join our institution to act together, as you saw here today. Many institutions standing together is a show of power and allows people to not experience this in isolation. So that type of community organizing is important. And sharing stories, our center allows people to share stories. And we also have a Live Oak Family Assistance Fund that where appropriate with the families that we're working closely with, we will be able to help them in daily life.
Would you be willing to share one of those stories or talk about one of the families?
Well, there was a young mother who came in with her child who had the father was taken from their home, and a similar family structure where early morning hours, the father was taken. So